Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Keontae. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Judy Richard.
I'm sorry, can you
I
please
call? I'm sorry, Judy Richard.
Okay, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking.
I called like Thursday or Friday. There was a charge on my account. They gave me a number.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you that?
Well, before I get that from you, may you please start off with providing me your zip code?
Yes, it's 70570.
70570?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what did you say your name was? I'm sorry.
Judy Richard.
Judy, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Richard, Judy Richard. I'm so sorry. I didn't see it at first. I see it now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. And for security purposes, may you please provide me with your billing address?
It's 359 Country Ridge Road. 359 Country Ridge Road, Lot 40, Opelousas, Louisiana, 70570.
Okay. Thank you so much for providing me with that information. I was able to get the account pulled up here, and I'm just waiting for it to load. If you can allow just one moment, please.
What's that?
Okay, so Ms. Richard, I was able to get into the account here. What was the issue? I'm sorry.
Okay, there was I didn't make that purchase of whatever $50-something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another charge of $7-something that I hadn't noticed. And I called, and they told me within 24 hours I was going to receive some type of email because I didn't make this purchase. I'd like my money back.
Okay.
And I
yes,
have not
ma'am.
Received anything.
Okay. I could definitely take a look into the account for you just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ms. Richard, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I do apologize about that wait. I was taking a look at the account. Are you aware of it looks like it was a free trial. You paid for shipping and handling of like an ice maker.
I know that's what it is because they told me that the other day, but I didn't do that purchase.
Okay, so you didn't do the $7.95 for the free trial.
No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. All right. So let me take a look here. Let's see. And you stated that
and
the
I mean,
agent.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely is. Let's see. Have you ever received your ice maker?
No, ma'am.
Wow, okay. Just a moment. I'm just taking a look over the account for you.
Okay. At least I can understand you. The other day when I called, I don't know, I had the hardest time. And then they were telling me that I was going to get an email, and I could have got my money that way. And I'm like, how can I get my money that way? I couldn't understand nothing they were saying.
I know it's kind of sometimes it's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm just taking a look over the account.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I can do for you, being that you stated that you didn't place that order for the, I'm
no,
just
ma'am.
Looking. Okay. Let's see here. I'm just looking for something. Let me just,
That's the only thing that's bad about having your information in your phone.
Ma'am, repeat that. I'm so sorry.
I said that's bad about having your information in your phone.
You said, is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. You know, like your banking information in your phone. Because
if you touch
something or your kids play with something.
I know.
Or my grandkids. You know.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy. All right. I'm just reviewing the account. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking a look at some things here. Okay, so what I can do for you in regards to those charges, because they will be reoccurring charges. Now, what I can do for you, I can definitely get that canceled out. So I can cancel the subscription for you. So because you'll continuously be charged to $56.95. Now, I understand you stated that you didn't place the order. So I can get that subscription canceled out for you.
Okay. She was supposed to have done that the other day.
It doesn't look like they did, unfortunately, and I'm so sorry, but
that's crazy, huh?
Mhm. Let me just double check. But it doesn't look like they did. No, they didn't. They didn't.
Is
so
there
so
a way
sorry.
That I could get reimbursed?
Yeah, let's see what we can do for you.
Okay.
If you don't mind, may I please place you just on a really brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, thank you. One moment, please.
You're welcome.
I texted her. I haven't heard a word.
She hasn't texted you back?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well. That's her. Yeah, that's her.
She's driving, she's on the phone.
Is somebody else there? No. Oh, no, she's closing the door. He was, yeah. I had moved the stuff by the door. We just passed the door. I'm still dealing. Remember, I told you I had some funds that was taken out the other day? I'm still dealing with that. Was this okay to put this here? I didn't know where to put it. I just kind of, okay.
I'm still here with you. Just still taking a look over the account to see what we can do for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay. I love the porch.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have enough room?
Yeah.
Oh, shush.
I'm usually up and out, but I'm usually getting dressed while I'm on my call, so I didn't do that.
Luna, go. Go, Luna. She don't want to play with you. Go in the bathroom.
fuss about me.
It's Monday today.
Okay, so thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I do apologize about that wait. So upon reviewing the account, I do see the person which you did speak with on the 22nd. They definitely did cancel out the account.
They did.
So I don't need to do that for you. It looks like they did indeed cancel out the account. So let's see here. One moment, please. Thank you. Still here with you, okay? I just wanted to check back in with you. I'm trying to see what we can do for you in regards to that charge. And you said that you never received that ice maker. Is that correct?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. One moment, please.
Because day before yesterday when she actually woke up and you were here, she never slept. She colored the whole afternoon. To be on hold.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I do apologize about that way, Ms. Richards. So upon further review of the account, I do see here, and I do apologize in regards from the beginning of the call. Do you remember, it looks like here you signed up for a sweepstake, basically to win an ice maker. Do you recall that?
I mean, my grandkids play games on my phone, so it could have been something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't, I was thinking that it was a trial, but it was a sweepstake, though. So that's what that was. Now, what I can do for you in regards to the refund, now I can provide you, let's see here, just a moment, let me go back. I can provide you a 35% refund on that charge.
a 35%.
Mm-hmm.
Why not all of it?
Well, because it looks like the there was a sweet state that was entered on the account, on your account. So therefore, that's why you were charged the $56.95. Yeah, I could provide.
So how much would I get back?
Let's see here. It looks like you'll receive $37.02 back, $37.02 back.
And so the other money would go towards what?
Ma'am.
The other money would go towards what? The sweepstakes?
Yeah. It stays just because that is a valid charge, because that's what was entered in order. It's like if your name was picked at the end of the month, then you'll receive it. So that's, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
So you will accept the 3702, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just to clarify, you are counsel, so you don't have to worry about being charged any longer. And I'm going to notate the account for you, and then I'm going to provide you with your confirmation number, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Just a moment, please. So you don't have to worry about that $56.
Yeah. And then what, how am I going to receive the money? It's going to go back on my account, or?
Yeah, it's going to go back to your card in which it was taken from.
Okay. And that probably takes a while.
3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. I'm taking care of the notation on your account.
Okay.
One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're almost done here. I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm getting that refund taken care of for you.
Okay.
And then I'll provide you with your discount. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, your confirmation number. All right. So let me know once you're ready, and I'll provide you with. Okay. So your confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
261.
261-09-09-5517. 5517.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my refund's gonna be 30.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Your refund would be in the amount of $37.02.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I may be able to assist you with?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.